7 o'clock in the a.m. You just heard B.B. Winans and the Winans with Jesus Children of America, a song by Stevie Wonder, written and recorded back in 1973. Now, Stevie Wonder has sold over 100 million records worldwide, making him one of the best-selling music artists of all time. He's won 22 Grammy Awards. He was the first Motown artist and second African-American musician to win an Academy Award for Best Original Song in Film. I think what is most lovable and endearing about this man is that even at the height of his career, he exuded and continues to exude humility and humanity. His concern for social issues like race, abuse, poverty, etc. has always been featured in his music. He's spoken of his views of the state of the world in an interview with Oprah Winfrey back in 2020. He shared without a doubt the world is in trouble if we don't start to care for mankind as God commissioned us to. One of these songs that he's written expressing his vision for the world is made evident in this classic Stevie Wonder hit, interpreted by Robert E. Pearson. Here's Love's in Need of Love Today.
Today, don't delay.
That was Robert E. Person, D.C. native, who's become a quintessential part of the jazz and music gospel scene of the DMV with his rendition of Love's in Need of Love Today by Stevie Wonder. So you're asking me, why all this Stevie Wonder? Well, Stevie Wonder just turned 71 and he is still here. So I think that deserves a bit of a tribute. Somebody's grandma usually says, give me my flowers while I am yet here. That is what I'm doing today. All right. So coming up, we have got one last birthday tribute to the man. I'm going to go ahead and put my birthday wishes into the atmosphere so that he can receive all the preserving love necessary. He's so beloved and cherished. Stevie Wonder, you are truly a gift to music. We're grateful to still have you here. I leave you all with this other legendary figure in black music, Bob Marley. I leave you with Stevie Wonder's classic cover of Bob Marley's song, Redemption Song, through the inner visions of Stevie Wonder. He poured his whole soul into this interpretation for its relatable retelling of our slave song. His vocal prowess to this day is unmatched. Though I love the Bob Marley version, this is honestly the next best thing, Sophie. If you think I'm lying, listen very, very closely. This is my birthday tribute to the birthday boy, Stevie Wonder. Happy birthday. I want to thank you all for having a seat with your girl, DC, in the Classic Corner. This is Redemption Song here on Mind, Soul, and Spirit, CKUT 90.3. Be blessed and bon courage.
Freedom, cause all I man Wrigley live in that white house down the street where I grew up. My mama used to send me over with thanks. We struck a friendship up. It's been a few long since. Out on his old porch swing. Said he was in a war in the Navy. Lost his wife, lost his baby. I broke down and I asked him one time, how you keep from going crazy? He said, I see my son and wife just a little while. I asked him what it meant. He looked at me and smiled and said, I raised my head. I was off in college, talking on the phone to my mom one night, getting all caught up in the gossip of a small town life. She said, oh, by the way, child, old man Wrigley has died. Later on that night, right there, thinking back, I thought about a couple of long lost summers. I didn't know whether to cry or laugh. You see, if there was ever anybody who deserved a ticket to the other side, it'll be that sweet old man who looked me in the eye. We'll be right back.
took me so long to believe it, that you'd choose someone like me to carry your victory. Perfection could never earn it. You give what we don't deserve, and you take the
I'm left to prove. There's nothing left to prove. He freely gave it to us.
Avec Jésus, nous sommes la lumière du monde. Oh, 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 oh. It's now 25 minutes to the hour. You're listening to Mind, Soul, and Spirit on CKUT 90.3 FM. Forever Jones, every moment. We want to thank each and everyone tuned in to CKUT Mind, Soul, and Spirit for going above and above, above and beyond the call of duty and donating and making pledges to CKUT's funding drive. Back in March, our show raised nearly $4,000 towards the drive, a record for the show, and we're sincerely grateful to each and everyone who answered the bell. If you haven't yet submitted your donation, there's still just a few left, and would still love to support CKUT with a donation, e-transfer to admin@ckut.ca. That's admin@ckut.ca, or call the station during business hours, 514-448-4040. That's 448-4041. It is the support of listeners like you that are directly responsible for our show shining bright on the FM dial 31 years later. Here's music featuring James Fortune, Fire, I Need Your Glory on CKUT 90.3 FM.
I want your glory, less of me and more of you is what I need.
Show me your glory.
Show me your glory, yeah. Show me your power.
Less of me.
Less of me and more of you is what I need.
Else. You were good. You was good back then, and you've been good.
And now.
Mind, Soul, and Spirit presents Jennifer's Powerful Playlist.
Good morning. It is 7:42 in the a.m. You are listening to Mind, Soul, and Spirit here on CKUT 90.3 FM. I'm your girl, Jennifer, and I haven't been here for a couple of weeks, has it been? Or has it just been the 1 week?
That's 2 weeks, actually.
It's been 2 weeks.
That's right.
I missed you all very, very much.
Ditto.
But I'm back, and today I have a special playlist that I've entitled Gospel Meets R&B, featuring Brandy, Paul Morton Jr., and the Jackson 5, all teaming up with inspirational artists to create new or re-inspired melodies. Let's begin with an artist who refuses to wear the mantle of any genre on his 30-something shoulders. I'm referring to Chi-Town's William James Stokes, one of 22 children whose upbringing by a Baptist minister and missionary mother prompted him to adopt the moniker Sir the Baptist. Now, most gospelites were introduced to Sir when he appeared on Donald Lawrence's 2019 album, Goshen. His own album, Saints and Sinners, aptly encompasses his musical approach. A little bit of secular and a little bit of sacred. The song Deliver Me was popularized by Donald Lawrence and Leandria Johnson, but was recorded 2 years earlier on the album Saints and Sinners by Sir and then paramour Brandy to put the spotlight on domestic abuse issues. I invite you to listen to the subtle differences in the two versions of the song and bask in the wonderful alto tones of Brandy. Here they are singing Deliver Me.
I remember my sister Mary would get beat by her husband, who was the deacon in the church. And the whole church knew, but no one would say anything. But I remember so clearly, she was in the kitchen washing dishes, and she would encourage herself quietly because she didn't want to start anything. She'd say,
Lord, deliver me, 'cause all he seems to do is hurt me.
If you know someone dealing with this, pull out your phone and text him, I love you.
Hurt me.
Even if you got the song on repeat. When he would leave the house, she would say,
Lord, deliver me. All he seems to do is hurt me.
You really love me.
Of course I do, yeah.
When you ball it up inside, it creates tornadoes in your tummy. Mm-hmm. Energy sparks emotions. You're motivated by lots of pressure.
Yeah.
Hatred is a small gesture. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
See you nauseous over this nonsense. Friends should just be friends. But it's hard. Tell your conscience, paralyzed by the pain. So moving on is just a concept, imperfected. My perfection, I'm only half of what you want, half of what you need, baby.
Keeps on hurting me.
up in the hood. When you got to liking girls, you had to have a lot of them. That was the cool factor. And it might still be, you know. We rappers and hip-hop's gotta change the cool factor. We gotta start loving on our loved ones. I've never hit a woman and I never will. But mentally I've done the same damage. And I just wanna say I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
We never know what we're doing.
What we're doing.
I had to tell her, see, we need a real Christian. Sunday, can a guy, when it crosses his fingers, when he lies, cross his heart and hopes to die, cross his T's and dots his I, cross his tassel when he crossed the stage, crossing over pledging, beta phi, you need a good guy, and I'm just a PK with two crosses on. A half singing rapper that could pin a song. But I guess perfection is boring.
All I do is
you want somebody.
All I want, all I want, all
that's
I
gonna love you crazy.
That was Sir the Baptist and Brandy singing Deliver Me. And I hope you noticed the differences in the song as it was talking about abuse and the way that the church keeps quiet about that. All right. Now, the name Paul S. Morton is a great one, evoking the creation of the Full Baptist Church movement, evoking thoughts of musical talent, and of course, the royal purple of bishophood. Imagine now, not only being the son of Bishop Paul S. Morton, but carrying the weight of that name as well. Paul Morton Jr., shortened to PJ for those who love his music, has had to carry that mantle with him all his life. But in 2012, he decided to walk away from the weight of Paul Morton Jr. and step out in the form of a multi-instrumentalist, as a keyboardist, of course, with the rock band Maroon 5. He was a touring member for, I believe, 2 to 4 years, and then he came back and decided to start recording his own music. I have to tell you that PJ is one of those artists who straddles the sacred and the secular in such a beautiful way. He sings these beautiful melodies of love in a neo-soul fashion. He also has political messages that he has in his music, which he released in the era of the one who shall remain unnamed in U.S. politics.
We forgot about him.
And he also has inspirational music. But you can't, just like Sir the Baptist, he cannot be pegged. You cannot say he is a gospel artist or a secular artist. He is simply an artist. Here he is, P.J. Morton, or Paul Jr., featuring Kirk Franklin, Jermaine Dolly, and Lena Bird Miles with Gotta Have You.
I love Tammy's mama's peach cobbler. Come on. I even love a Martin rerun.
Gina.
I love turtlenecks in December.
Yes,
sir. I have the sun sets when it's done.
Let's go.
But soon these fade like flowers. And council culture quick to tell you you're through.
Yeah.
But from the manger all the way to the grave, you love me like cooked food. Yes. That's why I gotta have you.
You make me as happy as I can be. Your love is a guarantee. In a world of changes, you and God together stay on my mind. You are the truth and the light. There's no other way. I gotta have you.
You.
I gotta have you.
You.
I gotta have you.
You.
I gotta have you.
Hey.
Oh Lord.
I gotta have
Lord.
You.
I gotta have you.
I gotta
you
have
sound
you.
So good.
I gotta have you.
You.
I gotta have you.
You.
I gotta have you.
You.
I gotta have you.
Yeah.
Oh Lord.
Jackie, Tito, Jermaine, Marlon, and Michael. And Kirk and Tamala. Now, two of these things are not like the others.
No.
Two of these things don't seem to belong. But actually, they do belong. Superstars of the origins of R&B and icons of the heyday of gospel music come together through the magic of technology. I'm talking about the Jackson 5 coming together with Kirk Franklin and Tamela Mann for a song entitled Can You Feel It? Now, the song was originally recorded by the Jackson 5, but was retooled and gospelized by Kirk Franklin and the voice of all voices, Tamela Mann. Now, this is not only the Jackson 5 meets Kirk Franklin, but it's the best of R&B meets the best of gospel in the body of, like, when you think of Kirk Franklin and Tamela Mann, what do you really think of? Kirk Franklin and the Family. You exactly. think about Kirk Franklin and the Family. You think about the best of Kirk. And so I was just stupefied to hear the song. And pinch me if you want, it was my very first time hearing the song Can You Feel It. I never heard the original, but when I heard I wasn't allowed to listen to Second Music coming up, okay? Don't have a heart attack. Right, I know. So this was actually my first time hearing the song a couple of weeks ago, but I had to hear it and replay it and replay it because I thought it was such a beautiful song.
Okay, then please do yourself a favor and listen to the original.
Can you hear off in the distance there was a voice telling me to listen to the original of the song?
Better.
And so this is Kirk Franklin, Tamela Mann, and the Jackson 5 singing Can You Feel It? Now, there is not a gospel message, but like an inspirational message of everybody coming together. Mm-hmm. And I think it came at the right time where everybody feels confused, isolated, and trepidations about what's going on in the world, both politically and medically. And so this is just a song to uplift you, make you feel good, and remind you that together we are better, together we are stronger. I wish you joy in your heart as you listen to them singing Can You Feel It?
The winds of change are blowing your way. In the midst of division, the power of love is calling for a revolution. Yeah, can you feel it?
If you look around, the whole world's coming together now, babe.
Can you feel it? Can you feel it? Can you feel it?
Feel it in the air. The wind is taking it everywhere. Yeah.
Can you feel it? Can you feel it? Can you feel it?
Michael.
All the colors of the world should be loving each other wholeheartedly. In harmony. Yes, it's alright. Take my message to your brother and tell him twice.
Tell him twice.
Spread the word and try to teach the man who is hating his brother with hate.
Let's go.
Sing out loud because